It's FightfulSelect.com. Sean Ross Sapp and Jimmy Van. This is The List Goes On, our List and Ya Boy post-show. Jimmy Van, how are you?
It's Humble Sean again.
It is.
Humble, you know, Sean's making an appearance.
I thought about doing these. I'm sure you didn't watch Carneyland, but I feel like some shots were taken at some people because Nick Aldis said, oh, I'm doing a show on here and it's not going to be like, here we are on under the mat and here's our shoot interview with and I was like, that voice sounds kind of familiar. Sounds kind of monotoned. Not trying to shoot on anybody, but I was like, man, I wonder if I did a show like that, how the audience retention would be.
I don't think they'd get the joke, Sean.
I don't think they would either, but what do you got on your list?
I want to start by talking about Combat Zone Wrestling. And there's a lesson here, folks. If you operate any kind of a business, use a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got to say. I don't care how small you are, and maybe you're thinking, I don't want to spend the money. You can get a decent lawyer, you know, for not a lot if you're smart about it, but use a lawyer. So Combat Zone Wrestling, in an attempt to clear up an issue that they were having, they made things even worse for themselves. And I would bet money that they did not use an attorney. And if they did, it's a shitty attorney. So over the last few months, some CCW pay-per-view specials have been running. The female-centric ones, because some of them are female-centric, featuring women's talent, women's matches on the roster, they were using titles that was generating negative buzz. For example, one of them was called CCW Girls All Assets Revealed. Another one was called CCW Girls Top Heavy and Tough. So some of the girls featured complained. Jordan Grace was one. I can't recall any of the other ones right now, but Jordan Grace was one. CCW then did something incredibly dumb, like fucking dumb, Sean.
Yeah.
They released a statement on Twitter saying that they had entered into a licensing agreement with a national media distributor and that they allowed the distributor to utilize the footage without limitation and they allowed the distributor to come up with those titles. So they basically tried to pass the blame and say, we didn't come up with those titles, the distributor did. But because they said everything that they said, all these talents came out and said, whoa, I don't have anything in my contract giving you the right to utilize my IP, giving you the right to license my footage. So now they potentially leave themselves open to lawsuits because of this. Now, the only potential bright spot for CCW, because I've been involved before in, you know, potential lawsuits, and you're always looking at, well, how much money is it worth or how much money can you go after? The only bright spot here is I doubt that they've made a ton of cash on these pay-per-view specials.
Yeah.
And so the issue that, say, a Jordan Grace will have if she tries to go after them for money is there's probably not a lot of money to go after. And so when you look at what you're paying on legal versus what you might get back, if anything, they'll probably do a cease and desist, maybe getting the pull off the air or something.
Yep.
But that's probably all they're going to get out of it. But it's still incredibly dumb of Combat Zone Wrestling to put themselves in that situation to begin with and then to basically come out and make themselves look even worse. And they basically made themselves look guilty publicly. Really dumb, like really, really stupid.
I saw a lot of stuff. I see a lot of stuff on DirecTV. It's like Kevin Owens early matches and Joey Janela, the bad boy, all this stuff. And I'm like, I bet you they don't make a fucking dime off of those.
No,
not
probably
a dime.
No, and that's why, like, Kevin Owens, you know, obviously, most of the independents back in the day, they didn't have contracts. I asked Sean if he could find out details. Kevin Owens apparently used to work for a promotion in Montreal run by a porn company or something. And I was like, is there any way you can find out information on that if that's true?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it is. It's just something that I always heard. But they didn't have contracts with these people. Yeah. So if these people got your footage and if they're going to make a little special, what's Kevin going to sue them for? You know what I mean?
And the amount that it cost them more to fight it than
worst case scenario, you do a C&D, you get it pulled off the air.
Yep.
And that's all you're going to do. Austin Theory. So he's dumped by one group. He joins another group. What are your thoughts?
I like it. He needed a change. I don't want to say both groups, but he needed something fresh. Zelina, Andrade, and Angel Garza needed something fresh. Now, I would heavily protect Angel Garza and Andrade. Say he was the weak link. And then embrace that, and Seth Rollins can say, you were the weakest link, but we're going to make sure that never happens to you again.
Right.
I mean, it's done wonders for Buddy Murphy. He's already in a much better spot than he was just because he's standing next to Seth Rollins. I think they should have Akam there as well. There's no reason Buddy Murphy should have had to wrestle two matches on Monday. Akam is healthy. You put Akam in a big ass, like a suit standing behind them just to protect them. That's a hell of a stable, even with Rezar hurt.
I agree. They should use him. Now, the only thing I will say, I agree with you that I think that Rollins group is a much better fit for Austin Theory than the other group. And I know people are going to say, oh, it's because the other group was Hispanic and whatever. Maybe that has something to do with it. But I think you put Austin Theory in a suit and put him next to Rollins and Buddy Murphy. It's just a better fit. But I will say this, though. Buddy Murphy hasn't shown me much outside of the ring. Austin Theory hasn't shown me anything outside the ring. And so I look at it like they're getting a phenomenal opportunity. Yep. I mean, this might be the biggest opportunity that they get. Your in-ring is not good enough because in this era, everybody's good in the ring. Buddy Murphy's great in the ring. So are 20 other guys. And so I look at it like if Buddy Murphy cannot show more, he will not get another opportunity. If Austin Theory cannot show more, he will not get another opportunity at this level. So I really hope that, you know, they can utilize Seth Rollins. Because you got to remember, Seth Rollins came in as a part of the Shield.
Yep.
But all three of those guys showcased, you know, other elements aside from in-ring. And so all three guys became stars. Just because Austin Theory is attached to Seth Rollins, that alone is not going to make him a star. He's got to show a lot more than what he can do in the ring. Buddy Murphy, same.
Look at Apollo Crews. I think he's done great his last few appearances. He's stepped out and really shown himself. Drew Gulak did that. And WWE's been giving more opportunities to people, probably out of necessity. Yes. You got to jump on board with that. And you don't want it to be a legacy situation where you set up DiBiase and Cody Rhodes to be the ones that emerge to get over, and neither of them do because of that.
I agree. Ember Moon, she was on WWE Backstage this week. She suggested that her Achilles injury could be career-ending. Have you heard much? Because she's been out since September, and apparently the recovery time for that injury is upwards of a year, so she's not there yet.
It can be, depending on the severity of it. I've had that injury before. For me, it took few months because I was 14 years old and battled it. For Edge, it didn't take that long. It took about 9 months. It really varies, and you never know how long it'll be depending on the severity. I had heard nothing of it being career threatening, but WWE has learned, and so have their talent, that it's best to work people in those situations so they have no idea when you're coming back or if you're coming back. I don't think that injury would be career-threatening, but I'm not the one that's going through it. I just haven't heard anything like that. And she's 31. She'll be 32 this year. She's got a lot of years ahead of her, and WWE really, really needs somebody like Ember Moon that can work in the ring and go all out and hang with anybody on that roster, especially with Becky Lynch hitting the bricks.
Hitting the bricks.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio. So did they do the injury angle to write him off because of his contract status?
I talked to somebody in WWE and they said, I don't think he's done. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that... I mean, really, all he's got to do is go get stem cells inserted into his eyeballs and he'll turn into Cyclops from the X-Men based on what it did to his knees. I don't know what the deal is with him. They mentioned him again on Raw. But I know that the option for his deal is coming soon. His original deal was through October 2020. He had an 18-month out. I don't know how much time has been added to that via injury, though, or if he had it specifically put in his deal that you couldn't add time from injury. Because if you remember, that was a major point of contention between the two sides the last time they worked together, was that WWE just kept adding time due to injury. I would imagine that he was wise enough to throw that provision in there to prevent that this time. So,
although his downside said to be really high, so maybe he doesn't care.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Okay, I'm going to read a quote. And because, you know, Fightful covers MMA and pro wrestling, this is a good quote that covers both. And Sean Rossap, with your knowledge of MMA, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. So Drew McIntyre spoke to ESPN. ESPN told him that Colby Covington, who's a UFC fighter, for those who aren't familiar, Colby Covington said that he would fight Drew, but that WWE would never sanction it. Drew McIntyre said that he would do an unsanctioned fight in a bar with Colby Covington, and he added, quote, I'll smash his head in. I'll shut him up. I'll break his jaw like Usman did. Kamaru Usman. That was, I think, Colby's last fight. What are your thoughts on that? Now, granted, Drew McIntyre is way bigger than Colby Covington, yes, but he's not a trained fighter. So what are your thoughts on that?
Colby Covington would win. All due respect to Drew McIntyre, and he is a big, badass dude. Colby Covington is one of the best MMA wrestlers there is in the world. And our gym used to run fights. We would get the least experienced person against a noted athlete in the area that thought they could fight, and we would match them up to kind of set an example. 10 out of 10, the person with a little experience won those fights. 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Colby Covington has championship experience in MMA. I know that there's a size difference, sure, but skill can overcome that, especially when you have such high-level skill as Colby does. Also, Colby's striking has come along such a long way over the last year and a half. I love Drew McIntyre's work. I really do. I think he's a tough dude. I think if it came down to him and most people in WWE, he's probably taking those fights more often than not. But Colby Covington's real good. I don't have to like the guy's gimmick or personality or anything to admit that he's really good and he can fight.
I agree. I don't think it would be close.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know Drew's MMA background if he has any kind of training at all. I haven't heard that he does. But I don't think that's a fight that he would want. Now, one other thing about Drew McIntyre, they've announced that, or they confirmed, I guess, that it's going to be McIntyre or Bobby Lashley at Backlash. I feel like it's too soon. Like, I feel like they're just building Lashley. They just put him with MVP. They're just starting to finally use him correctly. Now you're going to potentially feed him to Drew McIntyre. I think it's too soon. What do you think?
I can see that they wanted a quick opponent, and they've had him go 9 straight falls without losing. But I agree with you. The problem is WWE just heats up whoever's next. Just whoever's next. And sometimes they don't even do that. They're like, Rollins, you just lost. Here you go.
Yep.
And if I'm Aleister Black, I'm saying, hey, wait a second. I beat Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania. Why shouldn't my character be in the hunt for a title fight? And I haven't lost since then, and I didn't lose for a year before that. Disco Jimmy. But it's,
am I that again?
Yeah, it's crazier than ever this time. It's awesome.
I don't know.
It's a party. But anyway, I'm completely in agreement with you. I think that Bobby Lashley could be built towards a SummerSlam match with Brock Lesnar. Just don't have him lose until then. But they think that the short game is quicker and better. In some ways, I'm in favor of it because they're protecting him and they're making him good. But I'm like, okay, you could. The world title isn't necessarily the biggest thing to build Bobby Lashley for right now. Brock is.
Yeah, I agree. And if he gets pinned by Drew now, like, his momentum's gone, because before he hooked up with MVP, he was looked at as just another guy. And now you get beat by Drew, now you're still just another guy. And I agree, you build him up. The Brock match is a bigger money match.
Yeah.
But I just feel like they're cutting his legs out. It's very frustrating as a fan when they do that. Last thing on my list, so The Undertaker documentary. Wrestling Observer reports that he signed a 15-year contract last year with WWE. That would have been at the time he was going to do StarCast in Vegas, and then, you know, he got pulled. He reportedly signed a 15-year contract that would take him until he's 70, or close to it anyway. Have you heard anything about that? I mean, is it because I do know in the past – Shawn Michaels and Gorilla Monsoon are two guys that Vince McMahon took care of. Say what you want about Vince McMahon, but he is known to take care of his loyal soldiers.
Yep.
And when Shawn Michaels had to retire due to his back injury, knowing that Shawn had helped him out with the Survivor Series, Vince kept paying him.
Yep.
Gorilla Monsoon for years stayed on the payroll with WWE. So do you look at it like that? Well, you know, Taker's a loyal guy. We're going to keep paying him. Because I don't know for 15 years or they're going to keep paying him $1 million a year. When he's retired, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think that it's because of that. I think it's just because he was going to go make money somewhere else and do something else. And they were like, let's sign him up. That way he doesn't do dead man talking.
I get it, but 15 years. What kind of money are they going to be paying him, say, 5 years from now?
Whatever kind of money that he deems necessary, I guess, because, I mean, if you're Undertaker, why not? It's literally, it's literally signing the deal for the absence of work. They signed you so you wouldn't go do some other job. And I think they'll keep producing stuff like what they're doing now. I think they'll capitalize off his IP and his him speaking. I think that's what they'll do. But yeah, I think that's the route to go.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. So all I got for you, bud.
You had mentioned Gable Stevenson, too. He said he might come to WWE. Jesus.
You're right, I did, and then I forgot I had another page. So
he is a big sirloin beef son's a bitch. He was,
you mentioned it, because I thought that I was done, but I do have one more page.
Yeah,
so,
he was undefeated last season.
Yep, so on May 17, he posted on Twitter that he will rule WWE soon, and then he then deleted that post. That's kind of what just put him in the public eye a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Gable Stevenson, so he's a heavyweight wrestler at the University of Minnesota. And, of course, we know a couple of the guys that went to the University of Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar and Shelton Benjamin. And Sean just said that he just completed his sophomore year. He went undefeated 15-0. His freshman year, last year, he went 35-2 as a freshman. He was going to be a top seed in the NCAA tournament this year, but it was canceled due to COVID.
Pretty sure he won the Big Ten championship at heavyweight, too. Pretty sure.
And he was interviewed on April 10th by KSTP, ABC5 out of Minneapolis. He told them that he's eyeing a career in pro wrestling after college. He said he's gained a friendship with Brock Lesnar. And he said, quote, hopefully I can reign in the WWE just like him. So people need to keep an eye on this guy. Now, he's not quite as big as Brock. He's listed at 6 feet, 270. Mm-hmm. Brock's, what, 6'4", 285-ish?
Yeah.
But
you got to remember those are official NCAA measurements. Pro wrestling, they're going to say he's 6'2 all day.
Okay, fine. You're right.
Yeah.
But I've seen a video of him. He's got personality. He can talk. I've heard he can dunk a basketball. You know, he's a great athlete. Being an amateur pro wrestler, keep an eye on this guy, because if they don't fuck him up and bring him in as Michael McGillicuddy any of this nonsense, if they treat it straight, if they put him with Brock and give him the rub off Brock, that's the way to go. Make him a Paul Heyman guy. He could be the next big thing. You know, I hate to use that term, but so, keep an eye on him.
Before we went on the air, I went through his Twitter. He's calling out Daniel Cormier for competitive match on like Flow Wrestling too.
Really?
Ooh, boy. Yeah, and he's saying that he's 265 pounds right now. He was 248 when he was competing. So in pro wrestling, that's 280 pounds. That's a thing. You got to add a few inches and pounds there for pro wrestling. He's one to look for. If he wants it, they're getting him signed.
And he wants it, it sounds like. He wants it.
That's the great part. He wants to do it.
Now he's only 19 years old. His birthday is on May 31st. He'll be 20 in 2 weeks. So he's still a kid. He's still got a couple years of college left, and I imagine he's probably going to finish college.
Yeah.
But after that, keep an eye on him, Gable Stevenson. He's going to be something.
Guys, thank you all so much. We're out.